The Green Machine, a play for radio by Francis Willis.
You know, I used to think I'd hate factory work. Surprising how you get used to a thing. And quickly, too. It's amazing I'm not bored to tears, really, just doing the same thing all day. Pull the lever, press the button, kick the pedal, and pop, out comes another vibratory sprocket flange, perfect to the last detail. Of course, it's all a machine. No thought involved, no craftsmanship. Still, it's a satisfying sort of job in a way. Pumping away at my control board halfway up the side of this big green machine and watching the pile mount up. And then make such a soothing noise. A lullaby, almost. Makes you feel, oh, I don't know, secure somehow. It's very human, that's what it is, this machine. Very, very human. In fact, it's an Elsie. Oh, Elsie, old girlfriend. How do you like your new name? Thought you would somehow. It's very you, madam, though I say it myself. Yes, she's a high-class Elsie. Not one of your common old garden Elsies. Elsie who lives in the avenue, possibly, but definitely not Elsie up our street. Oh, perhaps she doesn't care for class distinction. Yeah, that could be it. No, it's no good, though. Whoever heard of a green communist? Mind you, the engineers say you're a lot of trouble. Never mind, old girl, you're not giving me a bit of trouble yet. So, if you keep your nose clean, I'll stand by you. Of course I will, Elsie. You're my mate.
Ah, Jack, there you are.
Did you want to speak to me, Mr. Fryer?
Aye. Sylvia tell you at last, did she? Doesn't get any quicker, that girl.
Sorry, Mr. Fryer. I was held up.
Never mind that, lad. I want to ask you a few questions.
Of course, Mr. Fryer. What's the matter?
Oh, nothing the matter, exactly. The new man, the one we put on the vibratory sprocket flange machine, how's he getting on?
Well, seems all right, Mr. Fryer. Can't say I've noticed him a lot.
I mean, no trouble with the machine, like?
No. She's been behaving very well this week, the old VSF. On her best behaviour for a change.
You're sure he's all right with it? He isn't kicking it about or forgetting to clean it or anything like that?
Well, no, I don't think so.
Very important is that machine, and very expensive. Cost thousands to replace, it would.
Really?
It's got to be looked after, Jack. It's very temperamental. Look at the last man we had on it. Hung his coat on the emergency stop lever, and it took us a week to get it running properly again. Do you realise that everything we make has at least one vibratory sprocket flange? It's the secret of our success. It's what's made the name of Fryer famous, synonymous with efficiency and reliability. And that is the only vibratory sprocket flange machine at present in existence. Without that machine, we cannot produce. If it broke down for good, we'd be ruined. Look after that machine, Jack. Fryer's is depending on you.
I know, Mr. Fry, you've told me all before.
You know, but do you know? Eh? You can't be reminded too many times, in my opinion. A surface hardener booster we can afford to lose. A shorted sharpener we can afford to lose. Mind, it doesn't mean to say I'd be pleased if we lost one, but the vibratory sprocket flange machine. Beautiful piece of engineering, eh, Jack?
Well, yes, sir, I suppose it is.
Now, this is what I really wanted to ask you. Do you think it might be a good idea to give him, a little talk, sort of man-to-man, you know, me and him? Tell him how much depends on him, how much faith the firm's got in him and all that. Give him a sense of responsibility, you know the kind of thing.
Well, sir, I don't know, really. Perhaps it might be better just to leave him alone to get on with it.
We left the last man alone to get on with it. Did he care about the machine? Did he, Blazes? Did he look after it? Did he, hell? And on top of it all, that nasty business of that nude magazine getting into their gears. No, I think we must try it a different way this time.
But really, sir, he's getting on very well as it is. It'd be better to let well alone, really, sir.
Nonsense, I'm going to speak to him. What's his name? Bob, isn't it?
Not Bob, sir. Bill Barton. But, sir, I really don't think you need to talk to him.
I suppose it's because the machine always listens. You just sit there and listen, don't you, Elsie? And you never answer back either. In fact, you never answer at all. I'm beginning to wish that you could. Not like human, though, all chat, nothing to say. More like, well, if you could bark like a dog, say, or wag your tail. Beg your pardon, Elsie. Wag your rear materials, grab. Oh, well, can't have everything. That's what they say, Elsie, and it's quite true. Never mind. We're friends, Elsie, that's the important thing. Never really had a friend before, not what you'd call a real friend. Hey, oh, there's that Mr. Fryer coming over. I wonder what he wants. He's the owner of the factory, Elsie, so it must be important. Perhaps we've done something wrong. Have you been putting sprockets in the wrong side of your flanges, Elsie? Well, I hope you haven't, because I'll be very ashamed of you if you have.
Good morning, Burton!
Pardon, sir.
Come down a second, will you?
Yes, Mr. Fryer?
Well, Bob.
Bill, sir, Bill.
Bill. I like to be on first-name terms with all my staff, Bill. It makes the factory just one big happy family. Everyone knows me, don't they, Jack?
Oh, yes, Mr. Fryer.
Think of me as a friend. Well, Bob, I've come to talk to you.
Bill, sir, not Bob, Bill.
Oh, yes, Bill. Well, as I was saying, I've come to see you because you've been here a few weeks now and you seem to be fitted in well. In fact, I've had some very good, I may say, glowing reports of you. Now, no trouble with the machine, I hope?
No, sir. No trouble at all.
I was only asking because it can be temperamental at times.
I noticed it, Mr. Fryer.
Bill, do you know how important this machine is?
Oh, Mr. Fryer, I hadn't really thought so.
Bill, without that machine, every other machine in this factory is useless. Without the vibratory sprocket flange, we can produce nothing. This machine is the only one in existence, and you are in charge of it. Bob, everything...
Bill, Mr. Fryer.
Bill. Yes, everything depends on you.
On me, Mr. Fryer?
Yes, on you. The entire factory. Look after that machine, Bill. I leave it in your trust.
Bloody hell.
Thank you, sir.
Not at all. I'll leave it with you then, Bob. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Fryer, and thank you very much.
Well, Jack, what sort of an impression do you think we gave him?
Quite a good one, sir, I think.
I told you it was a good idea. That's the trouble with you young men these days. Whiz kids, the lot of you. No time for anything but your own ideas.
Hey, Elsie, did you hear that? We're the most important thing in this factory. Make sure nothing goes wrong. We'll make everything go so well they'll be wondering what's been stopping it up tomorrow. You and me, Elsie, together. We'll show 'em, old girl. Elsie, Elsie, old girl, you're purring. You wonderful old thing, you're purring.
Excuse me, sir.
Oh, it's you, Jack. Why can't you young people learn to knock?
But I did.
Well, come in if you're coming in. Don't hang about in the doorway. There's a draught.
Sorry, Mr. Fryer. It's, well, sir, there's trouble.
Trouble? What sort of trouble?
Labour trouble, sir. The men have gone on strike.
On strike? But that's impossible. We've never had a strike. Not since me great-grand had opened the factory in the last century and forgot he had to pay the men wages. Never a bit of trouble since.
I'm afraid it's happened now, sir.
But what's wrong? We pay good wages. Short hours, paid holidays, canteen, sweepers up, ventilators all over the place. In great-grandad's time, the men ate and slept at the machines. If you'd given them a paid holiday, they wouldn't have known what to do with it. It was all my father's fault starting the annual works outing, piling his entire workforce into a shadder and taking them all to Blackpool for the day. Well, you can see how it affected them. Thin end of the wedge, you see.
These days they don't know the bone.
Well, spit it out, lad. Don't stand there like the works cat about to have one of its funny turns. Why are the men on strike?
It's the vibratory sprocket flange machine, sir.
What about it? It's in a different part of the factory to everyone else. It's all on its own, in a corner. What's it done?
It's going too well, sir.
What?
Or too fast.
What are you babbling about? Look, makes sense, lad.
It's quite simple, really, sir. You know how we regulate the rest of the factory by the speed of the VSF machine?
Oh, do we?
Yes, sir. You explained it all to me when I first came here.
Oh.
We do it because, well, it's a fast machine. But it was always breaking down. What with stopping to mend it and all the other things. Like when the VSFs weren't coming out quite right and we had to feed them back in a scrap. Well, it set just the right pace for everything else. One day we'd get a build-up, and the next day there'd be a stoppage and everyone would catch up. The bins were never empty, never full.
Well, what's gone wrong now?
It's stopped breaking down, sir. We're getting vibratory sprocket flanges at twice the rate now. The men just can't keep up. The bins are overflowing. They're working like madmen. At least they were. Half an hour ago, they called a strike. The shop steward says they'll not go back to work until things are back to normal and work's coming out at the old pace.
Why can't they just keep on and ignore the vibratory sprocket flange machine?
Habit, sir. Only way they know how fast they're going is the state of the flange bins. Besides, there's not much elbow room in the workshops at the best of times. And with things as they are now, the shop steward says they can't work properly, up to their eyes in vibratory sprocket flanges. And there's nowhere else to put the stuff. Half the men have a job to reach the benches. We've always worked on the principle that parts went in at the same rate as finished products came out.
Well, we'll have to do something about it. Can't have work simply grinding to a halt. The man on the machine, Bob, Bert, or whatever his name is, I suppose he hasn't stopped too?
No, sir, he hasn't. The situation's getting worse all the time.
You'll just have to speak to him, that's all. Tell him he's causing labour troubles and he'll have to slow down production. Put him on another job and stop the machine till we catch up. Then he can spend, say, a couple of days a week doing something else with the machine switched off. That should regulate the flow, all right.
I don't think you'll like that very much, sir.
We're not asking his opinion, are we? This is a factory we're running, not a bloody amusement arcade. Look, I'll tell you what, lad. If you think he's going to be difficult, I'll have a word with him myself. Go and tell him I'll be down shortly, OK?
Yes, Mr. Fryer, I will.
I don't know. These young people, no idea at all. What you need is a bit of authority, that's all.
Bill, turn the machine off for a moment, will you?
That's better.
What is it, Mr. Edwards?
Mr. Fry's on his way down. He wants a word with you. Okay.
Okay, Mr. Edwards.
Well, then, I'll just go and tell him you're ready then.
You hear that, Elsie?
They've noticed already how well we're doing. Probably wants to congratulate us. Perhaps even a promotion.
Oh, I'll refuse, of course.
Can't leave my Elsie. Why take a man off a job he's good at, I'll say. He's a fair man. He's bound to see the sense in that.
Ah, there you are, Jack.
Bill, sir.
All right, Bill. Well then, how's the machine?
Doing well, sir. Very well indeed. No trouble at all. And what's more...
Yes, Bill?
I think she's starting to go faster, sir. In fact, at the rate we're going on, we'll soon be producing vibratory sprocket flanges at twice the rate we were.
Oh, Bill, look, listen to me. That machine is not to go any faster. You hear? No faster. Otherwise, the whole of Fryers will be up to its neck in vibratory sprocket flanges, and no one will be able to move, let alone work.
But, Mr. Fryer, Elsie was getting along so well.
Elsie? You call the machine Elsie?
Yes, sir, I do. Vibratory sprocket flange machine is a very long name, sir.
You could always call it the VSF, like Jack does.
I prefer Elsie, Mr. Fryer. It's more friendly somehow. Helps us both to work harder, sir, if we know each other.
Do you realise that because you and this machine are what you call friends, the whole of Fryers has ground to a halt?
But, sir...
Listen, Bill, if the VSF, Elsie,
goes on at the present rate, we are going to be forced to switch it off for half of every day and put you on another job.
But you can't do that, sir.
Can't? And why can't I?
She'll get lonely, sir. Poor Elsie, stuck away in a corner with no one to keep her company.
Bells, bells. Really, Burton, I think you're developing an unhealthy relationship with that machine. In fact, Jack...
Yes, sir?
I think there's only one thing to do. You'd best go to the office and collect your cards, Burton. We can't have disruptive influences on the factory floor.
But, sir, Elsie...
It wouldn't surprise me if the man was a communist infiltrator come to cause trouble among my workers. Do you realise we've only had one strike in the whole history of Fry's till you arrived? And now, go and collect your cards. Now.
Oh, well, all right, Mr. Fryer.
Jack, help me over to that bench. I want to sit down. All this argument isn't good for my blood pressure.
Yes, sir. But do you think it was really necessary? I mean, well, good idea.
Oh, not you two. Shut up, lad, and do something useful for a change.
Mr. Fry.
Ah, Jack. Just the very person I wanted to speak to. Well, lad, we've found room for all the spare vibratory sprocket flanges and everything's going smoothly again. Why the frown? We've got rid of a troublemaker, and we needn't man the machine for a couple of weeks yet with all the flanges we've got piled up.
Well, sir, it was the machine I came to see you about.
It's a relief to have it all off me mind. Care for a cuppa in the office by way of a celebration, eh? In honour of a peaceful, free-running factory?
Not quite, sir.
What do you mean, not quite? What's wrong now? You should be able to deal with these little itches yourself by now.
Well, sir, it's the VSF machine again.
Oh, what's wrong now?
It won't work, sir.
Won't work? But it was working perfectly a few hours ago. You don't suspect sabotage, do you? I wouldn't put anything past that Bob Burton. I'm sure he's a communist.
Bill Barton, sir? No, we don't know what to think, sir. It's switched on and ticking over, apparently. But I've been up at the control board myself and, well, pull the lever, press the button, kick the pedal. Not a dicky bird. Just refuses to work.
What do the engineers say?
Well, sir, that's the difficult bit.
Why?
They can't get near it, sir.
What do you mean they can't get near it? What's stopping them?
The machinist, sir.
But what... Explain properly, lad, before I lose my temper.
Well, sir, every time they try to get close enough to see what's the matter, parts of the machine start moving and they have to get out of the way to avoid being sliced in half. The rear material grab in particular is a lot of trouble. It reaches practically anywhere on the machine, sir. And it nearly got the last man trying to get up close.
Have they tried unbolting the grab?
One man tried, sir. He's in the restroom lying down. Won't say what happened. Just keeps repeating he wouldn't go near the machine again if you promised to retire him on full pay afterwards.
But, can't have this. That's a valuable machine.
The engineers won't touch it again, sir.
What you want down there, lad, is a bit of authority. I'll see him. Come on. Oh, where are those engineers?
Other side of the factory, sir. They won't stay in the same room with the machine, sir. Say it's out to get them.
Oh, well, bells.
Hang on, sir. Look, here's Harry coming now.
Ooh, thank the Lord for that. Been with me for 20 years, as Harry, and I'm damned if I'm going to take in subordination now. Ah, Harry. Ah, then, what's wrong? Why won't your men work on the vibratory sprocket flange machine, eh?
Can't get near it, Mr. Fryer. It's fallen out with us, if you ask me. And you were asking me.
Yes, well, come. Machines don't fall out with people.
This one does. Never could do anything with it on one of its off days anyway. Now we can't touch it at all.
But something's got to be done. You can't just leave it there. It's not even properly shut down. Harry, I order you to go and fix it now.
I'm not going a step nearer that machine than I am already.
Are you refusing? Because if you are...
And don't go threatening to sack me. Because you'd never get anyone else to put up with what I put up with on less than double my wages.
And we'd better get on with it.
Jack, if you want to mend that machine, you go and try. I'll not touch the thing.
Oh, Mr. Fryer?
Well?
Nothing.
Look, I don't know what you're standing about for, unless you're waiting for Christmas. I'll not change my mind, and that goes for the others too. I've one man in the restroom already, and he's only just stopped thinking Armageddon's arrived. That bloody machine's dangerous. And what's more, it won't let anyone unplug it.
I wonder would it let me... Oh, perhaps you, Jack. Yes, it's known you a long time. Never had cause to fall out with you, has it? Perhaps you'd like to try and do something if... Harry could make a suggestion.
I'll make a bloody suggestion.
About what to do?
What do you think, Harry?
You're a bloody fool if you touch it, lad. That's what I think.
Hell's bells, what do we do then?
Don't ask me. You're the boss.
Oh, hell.
Sir?
Bloody useless, the lot of you.
Mr. Fryer, sir?
Thought of something, lad?
No, sir. Only, look over there, sir. There's someone sitting on the machine.
This what? Good God, you're right. It's Burton. But he's got his cards. I want him off the premises. Ooh, hasn't he caused enough trouble already? Hell's bloody bells!
Well, Elsie, I'm sorry it has to be like this. I had to come back and see you, though, to say goodbye properly. I wish things had turned out better. You're my best friend, Elsie. I'd take you with me if I could. But you don't belong to me, Elsie. Besides, how would I move you? No, you must stay, and I must go. I hope you like your next operator, Elsie. I really do.
Burton! What do you mean by coming back here, eh? Get off of that machine and out of this factory before I call the police. I'll have you for trespass, willful damage, sabotage.
I was just saying goodbye to Elsie, Mr. Fryer.
What do you mean, saying goodbye? Oh, it's about time they got their white coats on and put you away, if you ask me. Saying goodbye to a machine. Oh, I ask you. Hell's bells, get down from there.
Don't shout like that, Mr. Fryer. You're upsetting Elsie.
Upsetting Elsie? Did you hear that? That man is a maniac, I tell you. Insane.
Yes, sir, of course, but perhaps it will be better to stand back a little.
Get off of my arm. If nobody else is going to do anything about it, I will.
Hey, Elsie, don't let him get you mad. You'll have us both in trouble if you do something daft.
Hey!
Look out!
Mr. Fryer, not the crowbar! Look out, the rear material's grabbed!
Ah! Oh! Good grief, Elsie, do you know where you're at? You've got him by one leg. He's swinging round upside down with his arms and legs waving and his jacket flapping round his head. Hey, look, his eyes are bulging somewhat awful. I don't think it's very good for his blood pressure.
Jack! Get the engineers! Get help! Get that maniac off of this machine! Jack!
All right, Mr. Fryer, that is... Don't worry. Look out, it's moving! Mr. Fryer, come back! Back! Bring that machine back! Put Mr. Fryer down! You can't just take them both away!
I'm not taking Elsie! She's taking me!
Oh, look out for the doors!
Oh, there we go. Come on, Elsie! Come on, girl! We'll show them you and
me! Mr. Fryer! Barton! Elsie, come back!
Hey, what shall I do? Oh,
here's Harry. Over here.
Jack, did I just see...
You just saw the VSF machine run out of the factory, dangling Mr. Fryer by one ankle, if that's what you mean. And Mr. Fryer isn't going to be very happy if we don't do something about it. Got your car today?
Yes, it's round the back.
Yes, well, come on. What are we waiting for? Let's get after them. Faster, Harry. It's making for the town centre. We might catch it if it gets snarled up in the traffic.
You're joking, lad. It had just walked straight over anything that got in the way, that machine.
Oh, Lord. Better step on it anyway, Harry. At least we know how to switch it off.
If it matters now.
What do you mean?
Well, switches only cut the power off. And what do you think it's running on? It had pulled out all its plugs before it got through the factory gates.
Good grief, yes. Yeah, what's going on, for Pete's sake? Look, there. Up ahead.
There she is, right enough. Making straight for the pierhead, by the look of things.
You don't think it'll drown Mr. Fryer, do you?
Dunno. Wouldn't care if it did.
Harry.
Oh, don't be wet, lad. I've worked my guts out for him for 20 years. I'm knocking the insides out of a good car chasing after him. What else do you expect me to do? Sing bloody hymns?
No, but you might have
now
some...
Now shut your mouth and hang on. We're going down fast, or we'll never catch her. Bloody hell! We've lost behind all them buses. No, there it is. Heading straight for the water.
We'll never make it. She's going straight in. Put Mr. Fry down, Barton. You'll drown him.
Look! There he goes.
No, she's dropped him on the boards. She's going in now, though. Mr. Fryer! Mr. Fryer, are you all right? Barton! Barton! Bring that machine back! You can't just sail away!
Thank you, nurse. Mr. Fryer?
Come in, Jack. And stop whispering. I'm not dying yet.
Sorry, Mr. Fryer.
Jack.
I mean, sorry, Mr. Fryer.
How are you feeling, Mr. Fryer?
Bloody awful. So would you be if you'd been hauled from the factory gates to the pierhead by a vibratory sprocket flange machine.
I suppose so, Mr. Fryer. They haven't found them yet.
No? Well, if they ever do, and I get at them... They're probably at the bottom of the sea by now.
Yes. It could swim well, though, that machine. Especially since it was made of cast iron. It was out of sight in nothing flat. All the other craft in the river were too busy getting out of the way to try and stop it.
Aye, and that Bob Burton...
Bill Barton, sir.
All right. That Bill Barton waving his jacket and yelling about sailing to the sun, mad as a hatter, of course.
Of course, Mr. Fryer.
I mean, talking to a machine.
Well, Elsie, I think we've shaken them off. They've taken their little helicopters and buzzed off home. Just you and me, Elsie. The whole world to ourselves. Where should we go? Fancy the Canary Islands, then? Or how about the West Indies? Or Madagascar? I don't know where it is, but it sounds exotic enough. And I suppose if we keep paddling round, we'll find it eventually. You didn't hurt Mr. Fryer too much, Elsie. Still, he didn't go for us with a crowbar. Never mind. All that's behind us now. The world's our oyster, Elsie. What do you think of that?
In The Green Machine by Francis Willis, Bill Barton was played by Tony Robinson, Mr. Fryer, George A. Cooper, Jack Edwards, Ray Mort, and Harry, James Warrior. The play was produced in Leeds by Alfred Bradley.